This is St. Louis Public Radio. People across the nation are experiencing harassment and threats following the presidential election. The Southern Poverty Law Center calls these occurrences hate incidents based on religion, race, immigration status, or other factors. Since the victory of Donald Trump, the organization has cited nearly 900 such incidents nationwide, 11 of them being in Missouri and 25 in Illinois. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that members of the local LGBT community are among those being targeted. Note, it's language that some might find offensive.
Every day, Amber Winningham walks her dog in her South St. Louis neighborhood.
This is Gus. He's our little rescue dog. He's about a year old, a little pointer mix, so he's a little skittish, but we're doing okay.
Gus has new reason to be on edge. The day after the November 8th election, Winningham and Gus had just stepped out onto Magnolia Avenue at Louisiana Street when she saw a man in a truck barreling toward her.
As soon as he saw us, he gunned it, rolled down his windows, and was yelling, "Trump's gonna kill all of you dykes," and was trying to swerve over and hit me.
Gus took off as the truck veered toward them, and they ran the entire four blocks home.
I was just really scared, and I immediately sent my wife a message because I knew she'd be coming home from work soon, and so I made sure that she was going to park in our garage, and I said, wait until the garage door is completely closed before you get out of the car.
Jamie Heilman and her wife are also worried about their safety.
Hi, come on in.
Heilman, who's a transgender woman, welcomes me into her home in Alton. The night of the presidential election, as the winner became clear, three other transgender people reached out to her in distress. They were fearful about how trans people might fare in a nation that elected Donald Trump. One talked about suicide.
They said they didn't want to live in a world with this America. This wasn't their America, this wasn't their world, and there was no space for them.
Heilman posted something on Facebook about how a Trump presidency might affect the LGBT population. People responded with dozens of hateful messages, including insulting slurs and violent threats.
This person says, "Jamie Heilman, if you really are a tranny, just shoot yourself. No one would care."
Wow. How do you just sit there and read that? I mean, why do you still even use Facebook?
I guess I just had this idea if I could share something humanizing about being a trans person, that maybe someone might sometime later think about it.
Plenty of people are thinking about what it means to be LGBT in the Trump era. Many are contacting the statewide organization for equality called PROMO.
We've seen a huge increase in phone calls and emails, mostly people not knowing what comes next, feeling really uncertain and unsafe and kind of desperate for some answers.
Steph Perkins is PROMO's executive director. He says people are worried about losing marriage equality and whether it will be harder to change gender identity on official documents. They're also concerned about a bill called MONA, the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act, that would ban firing or refusing to rent or sell homes to LGBT people.
We do still see a lot of support from both sides of the aisle for MONA, but we also anticipate there to be a lot of anti-LGBT bills filed again this year.
Like last year, Perkins says the bills would be about allowing businesses to refuse LGBT customers and preventing transgender people from using certain restrooms. Time spent against those efforts takes away time that could be used to promote MONA. Still, Perkins is optimistic. He points to the Supreme Court ruling that nullified Missouri's amendment outlawing same-sex marriage.
I know that if we can get through things like a constitutional amendment in 2004 all the way to marriage only 10 years later, then we can move forward and we can keep doing this work.
Amber Winningham also hopes to see progress, but she still plans to be cautious for a while when she walks her dog Gus, staying within just a few blocks of her home. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.